So, Brenda, what do you remember about that first night in mid-1970s of the youth club?
My neighbour's daughter, on the evening of the youth club that we'd set up, my neighbour's daughter come in and knocking the door and saying, Auntie Brenda, when is the youth club starting? This was 4 o'clock. We didn't start till six. And I said, why? And she said, because they're all waiting in the playground now. I said, well, go and tell them to go home. We're not starting for 2 hours. I was surprised how many children turned up because it was thick pea soup fog. Couldn't see across the playground. And yet all these children were waiting for this youth club, which was amazing, really.
And what did you do with them?
Well, we'd separated them into two groups. We did the 5 to 11s, the primary school children, for the first 2 hours, and then we took secondary school children for the second 2 hours, swap over point. And we had the hall, the main hall here, which is, yes, still the dinner hall. And it was just a case of whatever they wanted to do when we got inside. We really didn't have an idea, just see how many turned up. We went on to develop all sorts of things. We entered into, after that, into varying games. The city did youth clubs around the south of the city, did inter-club sports and games and that, and we entered all those sort of things and did very well at them. They were very good.
So how many of you were there on that first night? How many adults?
Four adults. Two who were just mums and two who were also grandmothers. And they loved it anyway. They always had children around them as well, so it was great.
But 4 solid hours of amusing...
Yes, 200 children.
Did you sleep well that night?
Yes, always sleep well. And I think they did as well. But, I mean, we did this for about 5 years in total. And it was, the children loved it. They really did. We progressed to getting games and stuff. But, of course, it was school. There was a limit to the space you could have for storage, which was always a big thing with youth clubs. They really need a special building of their own.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.